From Hitsville, USA, the home of the world-famous Detroit sound, we invite you to meet Motown Records' golden girls, the undisputed queens of popular music, the Supremes, Diane Ross, Florence Ballard, and Mary Wilson. Well, tell me, Diana, how did it all begin?
Oh, boy. Long time. Now, we started singing when we were about 13. We got together in the neighborhood because we all lived in the same neighborhood and we went to the same church. And Mary and Florence went to the same school. But a group put us together, really. The group now, The Temptations. But after we came to Motown, we changed our name to a better name. You know, something that meant something.
And that was The Supremes.
That was The Supremes.
Well, how did you pick that name?
Well, I didn't really pick the name because Florence did most of the picking of the names. But I didn't like the name Supremes at first, and she'll tell you how she got that name.
Florence did. Well, how about it?
I was given a little teeny piece of paper with 10 names on it, and I picked Supremes because it was different, and I liked it, and at that time we needed it because we had a record coming out the next day.
I see. Well, I think everyone's familiar with the Supremes now. Well, you girls must have traveled, I guess, hundreds of thousands of miles all over the world entertaining fans. Florence, what's your most unusual experience while on tour?
She didn't have to think long on that because we know two that were really great.
You remember the one in Germany?
Yes, I remember the one in Germany. We were singing with a pre-recorded tape, and we were just dancing and singing, and the tape broke.
Oh!
Yes, and so you can imagine what we went through. But we kept going, and the show went on.
Right. What part of Germany was that?
Hamburg.
Oh, I see. Well, I think we saw some newspaper headings in which they praised you all on the front page for your showmanship.
Yeah, the next day.
Early the next morning.
Well, what happens in a situation like that? How do you get your note? I mean, what do you sing about?
Well, whenever we're singing, we just continue to sing and pop our fingers and get a feeling. But at that time, or any time when we're sitting around to rehearse, whatever we're thinking about, we sang it. You know, just like
anything
right now.
Anything that's on your mind?
Anything that's on your mind.
What's on your mind
now? It's rehearsing, and then we just try to all harmonize, you know, make it. Like right now, boy,
me. That's a beautiful
More.
Yeah. Well, when you girls get a rare moment to relax, what are your hobbies?
Well, we all have different hobbies, and mine is cooking. You wouldn't really say that's a hobby, but it's mine. I love to cook for boys, and like Florence now, she likes to bowl. I guess she's energetic, you know, I don't know. I guess she is. And Diane, she used to like to design dresses.
Yeah, I did that in school. Mostly now, I think I like to collect a lot of jewelry and different odd, you know, real odd shoes.
Little old diamonds
like
and things like that.
No.
Diamond rings.
Speaking of fashion and jewelry, you girls have a lovely flair for dress both on stage and off. How do you decide on what you're going to wear?
Well, we just go to different towns and whatever we see. We like, one person might not like it, the other two like it, we get it.
One thing, we constantly shop because we have to. We need a lot of things for a lot of different shows, so we constantly shop.
Well, I can understand that. Okay. Now, here's a tough question. I know it's unfair to you, but who are your favorite artists? Just a few of them. Mary?
Well, let's see now. I love the Four Tops, and I love the Temptations. And, well, there's so many, like Nancy Wilson. I really, you know, she's my idol. And some more, but I can't call them all the names.
I see. I think you've done well. What about the Florence?
Well, I tend to like the male vocalists best.
Yeah,
well,
bet.
I can understand that. Yeah.
Like Johnny Mathis and Elvis Presley.
Oh, boy.
Matter of fact, all of them. And I can't leave out the British groups. I think, I have to think. I know. I like the Beatles.
Well, I think you've got a lot of company there.
Yeah.
What about you, Diana?
Well, not just the Beatles. I love them, really, but there's so many British groups that we met when we were over there that were really very good groups and also good friends. But as we were in London, we saw the Lena Horne show, and they were very fabulous performers. They had an act laid out that was beautiful, you know. Also, nobody but Marvin Gaye.
We love him.
Okay. Well, now that you girls have become, I'd say America's or the world's number one singing group, what are your plans for the future, Diane?
Oh, we've got great plans. Right now, we're going into bigger and better club work all over the country. Mm-hmm. And we have bookings in London and here in New York and everything. But we all want to go into acting. We're big hams, you know what I mean? We act on and off stage. But other than that, we're going to always continue to make records for our fans, because this we love, and we want to do something that will make them happy, and it also makes us happy too.
Well, I think as long as you continue to sing as well as you do, you'll make your fans more than happy. We all wish you the best of luck, Supremes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you and good night.